East Coast Radio.
We are excited to bring you the special launch of the Integrated Youth Development Program, brought to you by the Department of Social Development and East Coast Radio's Big Favour. You must know I am proper excited. And to tell us about this, from the horse's mouth, we have with us live this morning the MEC for Social Development, Ms. Cynthia Mbalishinga. Good morning, MEC. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning to you, the team, and the listeners.
MEC, let's get straight into it. Can you explain to our listeners, to the uninitiated, so to speak, why this integrated youth development strategy was initiated and what the main goals of the program are?
As it has been said, I am Mbalishinga, the MEC for Social Development. The Integrated Youth Development Strategy was designed as a direct response to the increasing need for structured opportunities for our young people in KZN, particularly those who are unemployed and vulnerable. The main goal of the program is to equip these young people with the skills, training, and leadership qualities necessary to thrive in the workforce and then contribute meaningfully to their communities. Mm. By combining the life skills, vocational training, and entrepreneurship, we are offering a comprehensive solution to address both unemployment and the social changes young people, social challenges that the young people face.
MEC, I know this program, I think it's amazing, and obviously former students have gone through the program. Can you share with us how it's impacted past participants, and maybe just give us an idea and a glimpse into what a graduate of this program can achieve?
Absolutely. As we speak, even tomorrow, we've got a graduation for these young people happening in KwaZulu-Natal. But our previous participants have shared that the program has had a profound impact on their lives, giving them not only the vocational skills they need to enter the workforce, but also the confidence and the resilience to overcome challenges. The leadership camp, followed by life skills and vocational training, provides them with a holistic set of abilities, preparing them for various career paths. Whether they go on to start their own businesses or secure employment, the skills they gain, such as electrical skills, culinary arts, garment making, and computer literacy, have significantly improved their prospects. I'm excited for our new participants, as they will also benefit from this comprehensive support system, and we look forward to celebrating their achievements at the graduation ceremony even next year in June 2025.
Mm-hmm. And MEC, let's talk about quickly the partnerships and the role they play in terms of your department, in terms of the youth, in terms of East Coast Radio. So in terms of the partnerships, what make these programs successful?
Partnerships are key. You always hear when governments speak, the budget cuts and all that. So it is always key for us to partner with those who are really keen and have interests. We have collaborated with institutions like Teguini TVET College, who are providing vocational training component, as well as NYDA, NDA, and many others. But I'm also happy that East Coast Radio themselves have partnered with us and given us support up to the value of 500,000 to contribute towards this initiative. So I'm really glad to be partnering with East Coast Radio and many others. And we continue to invite others to come forward, because there's actually a lot that we can do together to assist these young people.
It was an amazing evening. It was great to be there, Mamshinga. And yes, the call has been put out. We will continue making that call. We see what the department is doing with the Integrated Youth Development Program as far as upskilling and helping emotionally, intelligently, intellectually, and socially our youth, and I love that all of us are taking on youth youth unemployment head on. But the call will obviously be, and we'll continue making the call to corporates. So these youngsters, when they leave, they're going to need the tools to continue their vocations, and that's where you come in handy. MEC for Social Development, Cynthia Mbalishinga. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's Cause Right. A quick message for our young people in the festive season.
Yes.
It is important that young people, we put emphasis on social behavior change, no indulgence on drugs and alcohol, substance abuse. You know, we need to be safe on the road so that when we come back in January, all of us are here. No moment of silence for people that we have lost. So please, tolerance on the roads, safety first. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Only on East Coast Radio.